We're in Luke chapter 2. We'll be starting in verse 8. Excuse me. Title is Joy to the World. As the third week of Advent, we're looking at what's called the shepherd's candle, the love candle, the joy. And the shepherd candle represents joy, the world's joy of the birth of God's Son, Jesus Christ. So let's read today's where we're looking at the scriptures. It's in Luke chapter 2, starting verse 8. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them. And they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he is pleased." And when the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it has been told to them. This opens up this section here, and we're talking about, and I want to keep us focused on joy, the joy that God sent his son and these shepherds. We're going to see some unique things about the shepherds here. And this opens up, and it says, in that same region were the shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock at night. Bless you. What is unique about this is that the shepherds were not viewed as people who would worship and praise God. They were thought very lowly of. So we have shepherds doing their job, watching their flock at night. Understand that shepherds have to watch their flock at night and during the day. It's not an ideal job. They're working all the time. They didn't have time to go worship into the temple. And people didn't think they were very religious. They were taking care of their flock. They were taking care of their sheep. And what happens is quite a miraculous event when we look at this. And picture yourself as one of those shepherds. You're out, who knows what time of night it was. And all of a sudden this happens. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they're filled with great fear. Interesting. An angel of the Lord appears to sinners. These were ones who were not in church all the time, or if ever. And the angel of the Lord appears to them. And salvation, the message is salvation is coming. Salvation's coming. Now, I was thinking about this and having an angel appear. I've never had that happen. Had to be quite frightening when you think about it. And at the same time, I think a person would be kind of like awestruck, like, oh my, what's going on here? And it says, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. So what is this glory of the Lord? What is happening here? This would be referred to in Scripture what they call the Shekinah glory. It's in Scripture, it refers to a very visible, bright, radiant presence of God. Now, how bright that is, throughout Scripture, you think about it in the Old Testament when God took the Israelites out of Egypt. He led them by a great fire in the night and a cloud during the day. When they built the tabernacle and God filled it with the cloud of His glory, they couldn't see anything in there. Or what about when Moses met with God? When he came down to talk to people, he had to put a veil on because the radius of that light. Or what about when Jesus took three disciples up on the Transfiguration Mount, when he transformed, and they got to see a glimmer of that light? I thought about that. Those shepherds, they got to be encompassed by the glory of the Lord. And I thought, I would love to have this happen to me. The presence of God that close, that illuminating, would be amazing. And you think about that. Who did he appear to? Regular Joes, working people, have struggles, trials, all that. And what happens is, this angel appears to him, it says, and the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people." The angel opens this up and he says, "Fear not." And why? Why would he tell him to fear not? Well, this is going to be a message for these shepherds of reassurance. And it's very, very good news. In fact, it's the greatest news to ever come to this world. It's a news that brings calmness, very much so. The good news, as it says, is great joy. So folks, you know, Christmas can be a hard time for a lot of people. Loss of loved ones, things not going right, work not going good, health situations. But I promise you, you can have great joy with Jesus Christ. No matter what you're going to go through, Jesus is going to get you through it. You can have that great joy with Jesus Christ at all, no matter what happens. No matter what happens. And I want to share that with you so much. And here's the arrival of our Savior. That's why I say, this side of the cross, we are extremely blessed. The Old Testament, the prophets were looking for the coming of the Messiah, the Savior. And I understand, I truly do. Christmas is a hard time for a lot of people. It's tough. But with Jesus, your Savior brings you great joy. Brings you that great joy. And that's an amazing thing when we look at this. And, you know, I wonder too, because I've heard this message of the birth of Christ at Christmas time since I was a little guy. Never gets old, folks. What a joy it is. God sent His Son for me, for you. What an awesome thing. So what is this announcement that is such good news and is going to bring you great joy? "For unto you born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." There's the message. There's the message. The birth of the Messiah. Messiah and Christ mean the same thing. The Savior, your Savior, the only Savior that there is, Jesus Christ. Now, the city of David is Bethlehem. The Savior and the manger time, the Savior is Christ the Lord. He is the Lord. He's coming. Why is the Savior coming, though? What's the reason for Jesus coming? to call all sinners to repentance. He is coming to save the lost. So the first announcement was given to sinful people. To sinful people. There's no difference between them shepherds and you, me, and everybody else in here. And Jesus even said this. Put up for me Luke chapter 5, please. Jesus answered him, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick, I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." That's why he came. He called us for this. What a blessing. Do you recall as we were going through the book of 1 Corinthians, which we'll begin back up again after the first of the year. Put it for me, 1 Corinthians, please. 1. "For you consider your calling, brothers, not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many of you were powerful. Not many of you were noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not to bring nothing, things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God." None of us are of noble birth. None of us are powerful. None of us are any of that. And he called us. And he called us. He came. What a blessing God is doing here. Sending his son. And when we look at Christmas, don't overlook it and say, "Oh, it's a time, holidays, and rejoice." But our Savior came. He came. And I tell you this, he came for you. He came for every single one of you, without a doubt. So the rejoicing news is, Savior's being born. And then the angel tells the shepherd something. "And this will be a sign for you. You'll find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. This is worded, and I'm sure probably most people have heard this over and over. You're going to go find this child, right? Sign for you. Baby wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. But the way it's worded, and you go into the original Greek text, the angel gives them the sign. You're going to find this child wrapped. But they were expected to go and seek the Christ. It was, hey, you're to go. You're to go do this. You're to go find this manger. You're to do this. You're to go seek the Christ, the Savior. God sent his son as sinners. We should all seek out Christ. Every one of us should be seeking Christ. He is the Savior. He is the Savior. Even as believers, we're to seek Christ. We're to seek the Lord Jesus Christ. We're called to do this. You're to draw near to God. You're to seek to know him better. You say, "Well, I'm saved. I'm good." That's not what God wants. God wants that special relationship with you. That personal relationship. He wants you to know more about him. He's saying, seek me. Look what James 4:8 says, please. "Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded." What's it say? Draw near to God. He will draw near. Think about this. We're to draw near to him. How do we draw near to him? We draw near in prayer. We draw near in worship. We draw near through his word. So you may say, "Well, man, I know quite a bit." Folks, do you realize that Jesus says heaven and earth is going to pass away, but my word will never? And I think about that and I go, I'm going to be learning this book through all eternity because I'm going to be learning Christ. You never know it all. Can't. But God gives us a promise. Here's the promise. You draw near to God, and what's it say? He will draw near to you. He doesn't say maybe. He says he will. "Okay, Lord, you know what? I want to draw near. I don't know what to do." He'll tell you. Lord, I want to get closer to you. What do I got to do? He'll instruct you. I told the Lord I'll go through anything he wants me to go through so that I can know him better. That opens the door for some tough times. But it's knowing Christ. Think about the trials that you've been through in life. They were horrible at times. But when you're back and you're through them, you go, oh yeah. But God got me through it. I have joy. I have joy because he did that. And I think that's what's important. God's telling us, hey, you're to go seek. The angel's telling him, go seek that child. God's telling us to do the same thing. You go seek him. And then he says, and suddenly there was an angel and a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God. So you're a shepherd out there. You got this angel with this Shekinah glory telling you these things. And then all of a sudden, and we're lucky out here. We can see the stars. We're not in the cities that don't have lights. And look up. And what's it say? A multitude. So it filled the sky with angels. And they're praising God. And I'm not sure I could even describe what this event would look like. I think it's beyond what I could even conjure up in my mind if we were to look out over everything and see angels everywhere praising God. What an amazing fact. And this was for the benefit of the shepherds, sinners. That's how much God loves us. A multitude of heavenly hosts. I can't tell you what the number is. No idea how many were out there. It's almost like it's uncountable. There's so many. Could you put yourself in there and seeing this? Wow. And they're all praising God. They're all praising God. We have to understand that there is no one higher than God. He's it. Period. No one's higher. And what are they saying? Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he is pleased. Well, it opens up and says, glory to God in the highest. Nobody's higher than God. And on earth, peace. Peace. What they're talking about here is the peace of reconciliation. The good that will be between man and God, Jesus Christ. This is what it's talking about. The separation problem between man and God, God took care of with Jesus Christ. With Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and life. No man comes to the Father except through me. He's the only way. Jesus is the one who took our sins on himself. The blood that he shed covers all your sins, every sin you've ever committed. He's done that. That blood covers. And man can have peace with God through the cross of Christ. And it is only through the cross of Christ that man can have peace with God. Put up for me Colossians 1, please. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. All the fullness of God was in Jesus Christ. And through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of the cross. Jesus Christ, God in the flesh. We just sang the song, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God. What's it say? All the fullness of God was pleased to dwell in who? Jesus Christ. And through him, Jesus Christ, reconciled to himself, Jesus Christ, all things through the blood of the cross. What an amazing God we have, folks. He loves us that much. He loves us that much. And it says, now here it starts to get interesting to what sinners, shepherds. Verse 15, when the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. So put yourself in those shoes. You're a shepherd. God has just revealed all this to you. And at a moment now, all these angels disappear. They leave the shepherds. Notice what the shepherds don't do. The shepherds don't go back to work. The shepherds don't carry on normal with their lives. They all said, all of them, Scripture's telling us this, let's go see. Let's go see what the Lord has done. Let's go see the Savior of the world. The Christ. That's what the shepherds are saying. And I say, well, okay, I heard the message. That's good. Back to work. Back to our normal routine. Back to what we do every day. That's not what happens. This is exciting news, folks. This is the greatest news to ever hit this world throughout all history. Jesus Christ came to this earth to save man. A Savior has been born. We celebrate it. We celebrate it. Christmas time. The word there is, it says, the Lord has made it known to us. Has the Lord made known to you that Jesus Christ is your Savior? I hope so. I hope so. The Lord has made it known for over 2,000 years. The Savior came. He's made it known. That he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to save sinners. Yeah. What is amazing to me is that people are still rejecting Jesus Christ. Well, they rejected him back then. They're still rejecting him now. I was brought to church from the time I was a little guy. But I did not know the Lord until I was in my 20s. And then I got saved. And wow, did things happen. The words of this were jumping off the pages. And I couldn't get enough of it. Praise God, I still don't and cannot. It is the Holy Word of God. Excitement, excitement that Jesus Christ is my Savior was born. What an exciting time. So here you have these shepherds, sinners, you, me, just like us. Hey, let's go see the Christ. Let's go see here. Are we excited to come to church to worship God? Are we excited to come in and study His Word? This is the only book written by God. Holy Spirit used all these authors to share this. Are we excited to share the gospel? Greatest news ever in this world from day one. And it says, and they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made it known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. Okay, so put yourself in their shoes. What'd they do? They went with haste, it says. They're hustling. We're going to go see the Christ. The words show urgency. I want to go see the Christ. I want to go. They're not taking their time. Well, you know what? I got to make sure everything's taken care of. They're going to see the Christ. Would you have liked to have been there and seen the Christ? I would have. I would have loved it. They're hustling to get there. They knew they had to act, and they knew they had to act now. Do you know what, folks? Jesus Christ is coming back. Is he coming back in an hour? Before I finish, I'd hope. Well, not that bad, but. Are you excited and are you saying, I need to share the gospel with people? Without Christ, they're condemned. Is the urgency in your heart to share the gospel? I hope so. They searched out Mary and Joseph. it's scripture here. There's a lot happening here. Can you think about that? They're going to go to Bethlehem. Now we got to find this child that's swaddling clothes in a manger. Hey, have you heard about somebody being born, a little baby in a manger? No, I haven't heard nothing. Have any of you people heard? They're searching the city. All right, where are all the mangers looking? They're trying to find this. I was thinking also they left their fields. Their sheep. I don't know who's taking care of the sheep, but they went. Because it says they left in haste. They were gone. Urgent. Having seen the multitude of angels, what joy had to be in their hearts. Lord, I just ask that our hearts are open to His word. That the God reading this story, we have that same joy in our hearts as the shepherds did. That's why it's written down for us. The joy of the Lord. If you had just seen what they had seen, what joy would be in your heart? A lot. Well, we can read about it, and then where to go? Seek Christ. I'm pretty sure there's a tremendous amount of godly joy here. I'm pretty sure of that. And I'll tell you this right now, flat out, this is fact. The greatest joy you can have in your life is in Jesus Christ. There is nothing that will compare to it. I don't care what car, what property, what money, what anything the world can offer. The greatest joy is in Jesus Christ, period. There is no greater joy. They found the baby. They searched. They found the Christ. Are you searching? Are you? I want more of Jesus Christ, so I want to know Him better, so I'm going to study His word. I'm going to read this up here. Lord, open this up to me. Lord, open that up to my heart. That is God's holy word. Lord, give me more understanding that I may know You better. Every time I put something up there, it's scripture. Draw near to Him. He'll promise. He'll draw near to us. So they find this baby. And they get to see the baby Jesus. God's son as an infant. Then what did they do? They went and told everybody. They went and they told everybody. They shared Jesus Christ with all the people they encountered. I'll ask this question, and please don't answer it. Only in your own heart. When was the last time you shared Christ with anybody? When was the last time you shared the gospel message with anybody? Think about that, folks. There are sinners, and their eyes were opened. I could relate. I'd been to church, been to church, been to church, been to church, and it wasn't until I got saved. I asked Christ to come into my life. Then my eyes were open to this, and God was just, He still does it. He floods my mind with His word. This morning, as I was doing my devotion, He was just opening my mind up to what He's saying and in the book that I was reading. And I was like, wow, Lord. Every day, it's amazement. I guarantee you, stand on that promise. Draw near to Him. He will draw near to you. Stand on that promise. Do it. Are you sharing that God's salvation message with others? I hope so. I truly do. It is Christmas time. Ask God to help you share the message of Him sending His Son. You say, man, I can't get up there and stand up there like you and preach. Folks, you don't know me in my BC days before Christ. There was no way I would stand up here. I hid, scared to be seen in front of anybody. When God called me to do this, I said, oh, no way, God. You know me, God. I cannot stand in front of people. I've called You to do it. I said, then You're going to have to do it because I can't. Okay. It's not always easy. I had the opportunity to preach at a pastor's conference where there was, I don't know how many people, I was so nervous and scared that I had to hold the mic next to me. But God spoke. He will use you. He will use you. He will use you in the most blessed way. Now, when I say ask God to help you, there's reasons too. God will. Put it for me, Romans 10, please. Look what Paul is telling the church at Rome. How then will they call on him, on Jesus, whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him whom they've not heard? Because nobody shared. And how are they to hear without someone preaching? You haven't shared. And how are they to preach unless they're sent? I've shared, you've all been commissioned. The last three verses of Matthew. It is written, how beautiful are the feet that of those who preach the good news. That's you folks. But they have not obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed what he has heard from us? So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. They have to hear the word of Christ. Who are they going to hear from? You. You. Yeah, opportunities and I share. But my job is spelled out in Scripture too. I am to equip the saints for the ministry. I'm to equip you. I equip you with the word. Now take the word and go. Share. Share the glorious news. As we go through that, it says in verse 18, and they went with haste. And, got off on the wrong one. And all who heard it wondered what the shepherds told them. So the shepherds are telling them, all who heard it wondered. Guess what? This can be expected to today. People are thinking about what they heard. Okay, good. But what's interesting here in the scriptures when we read this, the Bible is silent if anyone went to seek the child. These shepherds just shared with people, everybody they saw, the Christ. The Christ has been born. But the Bible's silent. Doesn't say if anybody did. You may share the gospel. Yeah, it's really simple. God loves you. You John 3:16. That's simple. And people may go, okay, that's good. Yeah, Got it. See ya. It's okay. We're just called to share. We don't convert. We don't change. We're just called to share. I read an article in one of my magazines that said, takes about the average person around 7 times hearing the gospel message before they come to Christ. Now, it could be you share once and boom, it could be 100 times. I don't know. But I look at it this way. The more we share, the more the odds increase they come to know the Lord. I like that. Yeah, I've been told I've been called a Jesus freak when I was in the construction industry. Doesn't matter. It's okay. I have hoped in thinking that some did go see this child. But it doesn't say. So I can't say if it did or if anybody did or not. When the Bible's silent, I need to be silent. I just have a hope that some people went and saw the Christ. And I think the more and more we share Christ, the more and more we're going to see the fruit of it. I truly believe that. The more odds of people coming to the Savior. Now, it does say, but Mary treasured all these things up and pondered them in her heart. Mary's showing a very, very humble heart here. She trusted God. And Mary was told the child's from God. She knew without a doubt this was the Messiah. God had shared this. And I think about what Mary went through. Pregnant, unmarried, rumors, We're going to get a little more into that next week. Conversations she had with Joseph, her parents, mom, dad, I'm pregnant, but I haven't been with anybody. A tough trip from Nazareth, having a baby in a stinky barn. A visit from shepherds, she don't even know who they are. And then the story that they told. She's pondering in her heart. Humble heart. Godly woman. And I think God's the only one who knows truly what thoughts went through her mind. Truly. But I know one thing. She trusted God. She trusted God. And the last verse we're looking at is, and the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it has been told to them. The shepherds had spread the message. They told everybody. What is interesting, Scripture records, as we read this, and I find it interesting, that the shepherds were the only ones praising God. Nobody in the town, it's not recorded, I'm not saying it didn't happen, but it's not recorded that anybody else was with them praising God. How many hear the message of salvation and don't praise God? How many? You know, we do worship songs in here, and worship is designed to worship and praise God, and in our worshiping and praise God, He prepares our heart to receive His word. Worship God is the main reason to come into church, to worship Him. They followed what God told them to do. Hey, you go find this child. They sought out the Christ, and they were blessed by it. If you seek Christ, if you seek God, you will be blessed. I guarantee it. And it's all up to you. So if you're not sure what to do or do, it's simple. Hey, God, I'm not sure what to do. He'll tell you. He'll tell you. How many times do we hear and see, yet people don't respond or praise God? Put it for me, Jeremiah 29, please. This is what God promises us. I know the plans I have for you. Now you can stop right there. The plans are for you personally. Declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Those are promises from God. What a blessing. Do we want to follow what God's telling us? The plans I got for you are amazing. Call upon me. If you're not sure how to share the gospel, you're not sure how to share the message, you're not sure how to love people into the kingdom, what's it say? You seek me, you find me. Seek me with all your heart. He'll tell you. Because why? Blessed are the feet of those who go out and share the message. When God says your feet are going to be blessed, that's a blessing coming because you're going to go share that glorious message. What an amazing fact. There's so many promises in Scripture, folks. And it's all about bringing glory and honor to God. I can't do anything on myself, just like you can't. But with God's power, anything's possible. Anything at all. Let's close. Father God, I want to praise you and thank you for this time we've had, Lord, to study your word. And what a glorious time it is. A time to rejoice you coming to the earth as a child, Jesus. I praise you for that. I thank you for that, God. I ask right now, Lord, that you would pour a blessing upon these people in here today that would blow their minds, Lord. Help us to seek you more. Lord, we want to know you better. Help us. I am praying right now for every person sitting in here. You help them, Lord, to seek you more. That you would draw them closer to you, Lord. that they will know you better. Because I know that is a guaranteed blessing to know you better, Lord. Guaranteed. We praise you. We thank you, Jesus. And we ask this all in your holy name. Amen. The worship team will come forward, please. We have one more song of worship.